In Michigan, Donald Trump urges Democrats to join America First movement. By Charlie Spiring on October 17, 2020. President Donald Trump urged Democrats on Saturday to join his political movement, arguing that their party had been taken over by radical leftists. The president campaigned in Muskegon, Michigan, warning that a victory by former Vice President Joe Biden would only open the door to the violent leftist forces displayed in America's major cities over the summer. "Sleepy Joe has made a corrupt bargain in exchange for his party's nomination," Trump said. "He has handed control of his party over to the hardcore, militant left." President Trump said that the Democrat Party of the past no longer existed. "This is not the same party," Trump said. "These people are crazy. It's now the party of socialists, Marxists, and left-wing extremists." He welcomed all Democrats who were concerned about the leftist shift in their party to the Republican Party. "If you're a moderate Democrat or liberal who knows your party has gone totally off the rails, you have a moral duty to immediately stop this lunacy. You must by law join the Republican Party," Trump said. "We welcome you to the Republican Party and the party of Abraham Lincoln." One supporter shouted that the Republican Party had become the party of Trump. Trump chuckled and replied, "Yes. The party of Trump," prompting his supporters to shout, "Four more years." The president spoke at length about the importance of preserving America's heritage and protecting the country's monuments to the founding fathers. "If Sleepy Joe Biden and the Democrat Socialists are elected, every citizen in America will be subjected to their extreme ideology possessed by this Marxist madness," he warned. "They'll kill your jobs, dismantle your police departments, dissolve your borders, raise your taxes, destroy your suburbs." The president campaigned on his platform of fair trade, noting that he renegotiated the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, and the U.S.-Korea Free Trade Agreement to bring more auto manufacturing jobs back to the state of Michigan. Trump called Biden a cheerleader for NAFTA, noting that the former vice president voted for the trade deal and also supported former President Barack Obama's Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, trade deal. Trump reminded Michigan supporters that he ended the TPP deal in the first week of his presidency because it would have meant the death of the auto industry in Michigan. "In conclusion, over the next 4 years, we will make America into the manufacturing superpower of the world and we will end our reliance on China once and for all," he said.